www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains from the farm today. It's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to revisit something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. You can click on Listen to Vincent. The archives, the podcasts are absolutely free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the worldwide syndicated broadcast from Minnesota at GCN. Dr. Julie Penick's with us. Welcome, Dr. Julie Penick.
Good morning. How are you?
Dr. Penick, I am well. And it sounds like you are as bubbly as ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was at a big meeting last week with a group of people I just started teaching with who had not met me in person before. And about Thursday of that week, the comment was, "Are you always that energetic?" And I said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am."
And they said, "We want some of it. Whatever it is, we want some. What are you taking? We want it.
I don't understand that. You know, for me, this is just, you know, standard operating procedure. I mean, I guess there aren't other people who are energetic like that, but I don't know any other way. It's just interesting to me that people think that my energy level is high. You know why I think that is? We have so many people who are so stressed out, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I think that's the problem.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because what I'm finding is people are complaining about stress. They don't know what to do about it. And it's, The results that I see are a lowered amount of initiative, a lowered amount of starting a project, a lowered amount of staying with a project, and they're just saying, you know what, this, whatever it is, it's just so complicated, I'm not going to do any of it. I'm not even going to think about it. People, Dr. Penick, I met a woman at a farming event, and she was representing herself as an advocate of farmers who would sell directly to the customer. So, for example, if I had a product from our farm that I wanted to sell directly to the customer, she would be a lobbyist that I could contribute to who would help me make that happen and make the laws go in the direction that would be beneficial to me. So that's her job. So John Dollarheit and I were talking with this lady, and we're talking about all kinds of things like chemtrails, and we're talking about the climate change, the violent climate change, and we're talking about, 9/11, and she just literally threw up her hands, like in the surrender position, started backing away from John Dollarheit and me, and both of us were kind of chuckling like, you know, we thought she was kidding. She said, "I can't take it. I can't deal with that. I cannot think about all those things at the same time."
Yeah.
So she could not handle the stress of more than one thing at a time. Now, when I concentrate, I try to zero in on one thing at a time, but I can think about lots of things. I can drive my tractor and think about many, many things all at once, interweaving these thoughts and trying to connect how they relate to each other. But this woman was unable to do it, and I think, and I was talking to John Dollarheit about that, and we were kind of laughing, like, how can it be that, you know, she couldn't do it? But I don't think it's uncommon. I'm thinking it's
getting to be pretty common. Do you have any theories about why that is? Because I do.
Well, let's hear yours.
Well, I think, you know, we are such a rapid-moving, high-paced society now that people are so overwhelmed with the amount of things they have to manage in their work life and their personal life on a daily basis. You know, all this technology and these platforms that we have from the social media and those things that were all intended to facilitate and ease communications has just put an undue burden. I mean, I have 4 email accounts I have to check every day, right? And so it's like people just don't have the reserves anymore to deal with more than one thing at a time because those reserves have been spent with the vast overload of things that they've had to deal with in all aspects of that. You know, there's something to be said when before we had fax machines, you know, and I'm old enough to remember that fax paper was originally long thermal rolls of paper. And that's how fax came across. And I think young people would think that's crazy now. But the human physiologic system has limited biochemical reserves. And when each system in the body has to deal with an incoming stimulus, some concern, some physical exposure, like a germ or whatever, it only has enough resources to deal with a few things. And so whatever's screaming the loudest, you know, is going to get that attention. And so when she was faced with having to look at all these things, her body and self-preservation said, I can't deal with all that. I got to block that incoming stimuli. As Hans Selye would say, you know, everything we treat is stress. Doesn't matter if it's physiologic, financial, psychological, spiritual. It all has the same end result at the level of physiology.
You know, it's interesting you say that, and I'll tell you why. This morning, just before the broadcast, I was out feeding the cows, and I was on this diesel tractor. Diesel tractor's, I think it's a 1989 model. And it always runs great. And it started stumbling this morning. And I realized what it was instantly. It was a fuel filter that had become plugged. And that is a stress to the fuel system. The fuel pump cannot pump the fuel to the engine for combustion because the fuel filter was plugged. And that is shutting down the tractor. So after the broadcast, I'm going to change the fuel filter. I have plenty of them in stock here at the farm. But the point is, you're absolutely right. The stress on the fuel filter or on the fuel system because the fuel filter is plugged up is so great that the tractor won't run. And that is analogous to the human body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I saw a young 13-year-old patient day before yesterday who you can't hardly touch her. She just hurts, right? And she gave up a gallbladder a couple years ago, and I did some specialized testing on her, and she can't assimilate her nutrition. And, of course, they've been to several, you know, conventional healthcare providers and have had all the tests done, and, quote-unquote, now that she gave up her gallbladder and that was supposed to fix all her problems and only made her problems worse, they said, and rightfully so, they have nothing else to offer because all her tests are normal, yet she feels horrible. And so when I did a urine test on her and demonstrated that she cannot assimilate, absorb her nutrients, they had a hard time understanding that. Why didn't somebody else find that? What does that mean? And so I just looked at her dad and I said, the vehicle you came in today, if you didn't put gas in the tank, would it be able to take you where you needed to go? He said, well, of course not. And I said, well, your daughter's muscles don't have anything to make them stable, to keep them stable, because they're not getting any fuel because it's not getting out of the digestive system. A simple problem to fix when you know how to identify it. Then comes the anger, why didn't somebody else find this? If it's that simple, blah, 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 blah. And then I have to get into the discussion. They're not malice. They have no ill intent when they do all the tests that they do and they can't find a problem in their model. it seems ridiculous when I come along and do a test that finds all of these things that correlate identical to what the young lady's symptoms are, and we start reversing the problem. It makes people angry that we forget to go back to the basics. If you don't have fuel in the tank, nothing goes anywhere.
Dr. Pinnick, when I was younger, back in the early 1960s, I worked on lawnmower engines and gasoline engines. And if an engine didn't run well, the senior mechanics who were training me would say, well, it's really kind of simple. It's either it doesn't have fuel, for the most part, or it doesn't have ignition to ignite the fuel. It's one of those two things almost always. Now, sometimes if an engine is worn out, it would have worn valves, worn valve guides, a weak compression, those kinds of things. But normally, if it was running yesterday and it didn't run today, it was a fuel system problem or an ignition problem. Spark plug, ignition coil, points, condenser, those kinds of things. Or something wrong with the fuel mixture. And that's what you're saying. Back to the basics, it's right in front of us. It should be obvious to us. Absolutely obvious. It should be as clear as could be. But it doesn't seem to be. And we used to say, my mom would say to me when I was growing up, you are what you eat. So if you want to eat junk, you're not going to live as long. You're going to have all kinds of health problems. And some people would just think, you know what? I can just eat that Kraft macaroni and cheese and I'm going to be fine. That's not the case because it doesn't have all the nutrition.
And I can tell you what I have found in my practice is this, and Dr. Shealy says this all the time, 60 to 70% of the symptoms a person walks into a healthcare provider's office experiencing and demonstrating, 60 to 70% of those would start resolving if you just nourish the body with good quality fuel. Good quality fuel. And so I start there, because I'm in a practice situation where I don't accept third-party payment. I don't accept insurance. People have to pay out of their pockets to see me. And so I start at the thing that costs them nothing. Change what you eat.
Dr. Pennick's with us. PennickHealthCare.com. P-E-N-I-C-K. HealthCare.com. And when we come back, I'm going to ask her if when she sees a patient, she says, listen, I only have 7 minutes. I'm going to ask her that. You're going to be surprised at the answer.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Julie Penick's with us. And Dr. Penick, I remember going to many doctor's appointments over the period of my life. And recently, three, 4 years ago, what I remember is they seemed to last about 7 minutes for my annual checkup. And the doctor would, you know, kind of start fidgeting around minute number five, and he'd start folding up the my folder. And it's like I had ants in his pants, and he'd want to get ready to go. And I'm thinking, you know, I've waited in the waiting room 45 minutes. It took an hour to get here. It's going to take an hour to get home. It's 7 minutes long at the most. And maybe 30 seconds of that was him on the other side of the closed door before he came into the exam room, grabbing the folder, saying, Finelli, who the heck? Oh, yeah, wait a minute. But is this guy mine? Yeah, I guess he's my patient. And looking through the chart and then sitting down, saying, hi, hello, how's it going? And 7 minutes later, he's out of there. Is that what it's like at your place? I can't imagine that being the case.
No, that's not what it's like at my place. But that your experience is not uncommon, Vince. That is, that's pretty common. I would say that if you get 15 or 20 minutes at your annual once-a-year visit, you should feel blessed in the conventional office, right? Now, in defense of those healthcare providers, I'm going to say that that's really not their heart's desire either. The reason he starts rustling or she starts rustling their papers in 5 minutes is because they've probably only been given 7-10 minutes for your visit. They have a schedule full of people. And God forbid, your concern you bring to the table can't be handled in 5 minutes, because if it can't, you're going to have to reschedule. I've actually seen healthcare practices where a patient goes in for whatever they stated when they made the appointment. And they get in there, and in the 2 months they waited for that appointment, some other health concern, which oftentimes is probably related to the first one, has come up. And I have seen at the end of the five, at the end of the 7.5 or 15 minutes, I've seen the practitioner make some sort of a conclusion for the problem the patient was scheduled for, and then tell the patient as they hand them their record to bring to the front desk, you were only scheduled for your blood pressure follow-up today. You weren't scheduled for your hormone follow-up. You'll have to make another appointment to talk to me about your hormones. Now, that's ridiculous. And people think, well, that's because they want another copay. Well, the provider would probably love to take care of your hormone problem there, but they don't have time because you were only scheduled for one problem. And so in their defense, they're kind of stuck in a world I don't think they really want to be a part of either, and I'm sure they don't know how to get out of it. In my practice, a new patient gets no less than 1 hour. I don't even know how you could begin to know someone or really get a fair evaluation of their historical health without spending at least 45 minutes to an hour. The young lady I was talking about, the 13-year-old who is just, you can't touch her anywhere on her body without her aching, I spent 2.5 hours with her and her father. You know, the sad thing is that young lady, because she has been so underserved in the conventional model, she's a smart kid. She's been on the internet. She knew what her health problems were. And as soon as those words came out of my mouth, this big smile comes across her face. She says, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. But my test is normal, or this is normal. And I said, well, it's too bad they want to treat a test and they don't want to treat you, because clinically you clearly have this problem, right? And so I didn't really need the 2 hours to know what was wrong with her. I knew what was wrong with her in probably 10 or 15 minutes. Her story that I, her history told me that. I needed the other hour and 45 minutes to be able to explain to her and her dad how I knew what I knew and how I knew it so quickly when nobody else even suggested it, despite the fact that their own research was consistent with what my thoughts and beliefs were. And so I spend a lot of that time making an attempt to help them understand why it can be different somewhere else.
Dr. Pennick, when we come back, would you share with us your thoughts about selecting a doctor right out of medical school versus with all the tools, or the 75-year-old doctor? When we come back, Dr. Julie Pennick.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Penick's with us. Dr. Penick, if we are fortunate enough to be able to select a doctor for our health care, and we had the choice between the newly practicing, just out of school, just out of internship doctor that knows the latest technologies, who has seen the latest in equipment and analytical tools and measurement systems. And on the other side of that choice is the senior doctor, let's say the 75-year-old doctor, who has not been using those tools because he's in private practice and those latest machines and computerized analysis devices cost so much money that they're not in that small practice that the senior doctor has. If we had a choice between choosing one of those or the other, what would your thoughts be?
my thought would be that you will have a better diagnostician, somebody who can really listen to your symptoms and actually touch you to do a physical exam, which is not common practice anymore. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about my bias against electronic health records in a minute. Because before they had all the bells and whistles and all the fancy tests and all of that, a healthcare practitioner, a physician in this country, pretty much, had their brain, their ability to listen to your body, touch your body, ask your body to do certain things, and then listen to the history of your symptoms and how they came on and what they respond to and what they don't respond to. And they were challenged then to put the pieces of the puzzle together and come up with a working list of diagnoses, all the potential things that could be going on, and to devise with you, and that's a key term, with you, not throw at you, but devise with you a reasonable game plan to see if you couldn't get resolution of your health concerns and problems. Now, somewhere along the line, with the influx of all the new technologies and the new tests and all of that, somewhere that just got beat out of providers. And think back to those 7.5 minute visits, it is a whole lot easier to just order a bunch of tests than that will give you information than to have to spend the half hour with a person to be able to examine them and see if you can't figure out what's going on by just listening to the symptoms and seeing how the body responds to certain physical exam challenges that you give them. So I would say the older person, because they still know how to do that. I'm not saying that they don't use some of the same technologies and tests. I'm just saying that they remember what we didn't have before they came along, and they still know how to use the tools that they had from day one. I am amazed by the number of patients who come to see me when I do, and I do a very straightforward, what I would call a absolute minimum physical screening exam, and to have people tell me that nobody's ever done that before, or nobody's ever put a stethoscope to their chest or palpated their thyroid or checked their lower legs for the presence or absence of any edema or swelling. And these people come to me with diagnoses that the physical exam techniques that I use should be bare minimum in every visit they have with somebody who's been treating them for what they come to see, if I have something else I can offer them. And so, I have a friend who was in the emergency room who had a complete physical documented on him, and the physician didn't walk more than 2 feet into the room. Never came to the bedside, never put a stethoscope on his chest, never touched his legs, but there was an entire physical exam from his pupils to his ears to his tongue to his heart sounds to his lung sounds to the sounds in his belly to the presence or absence of swelling in his legs. All of that was charted. I don't know who did the exam, but it wasn't the physician who charted it. But reimbursement is driven by the number of elements that get charted of a physical exam, and to reach certain criteria to charge for higher levels of service, you need to do more elements of a physical exam. So what we see happening is, because these electronic health records have all of these different levels of physical exams in templates that the practitioner can just open up and click, 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 they go into what level they think they should have or would have or could have done an assessment on, and they just click as though they did it without ever touching the patient in many cases. And I see that patients will bring me their records from their previous provider, not that I asked for them, because I quite honestly don't need it, and before they get to my office, the patient's gone through the note and said, they didn't do that, They didn't say that. They didn't listen to my lungs. They didn't do that exam. Patients are seeing that. Patients are seeing that and getting angry. And so they asked me, why does that happen? And I said, because the more things they chart that they looked at, saw, touched, or felt, the higher level of reimbursement they're going to get from your insurance company. Doesn't mean that it was done. I had a woman come to see me and charted all over her record was her problem with her headaches. She was Amish Mennonite. They are self-pay. But because the healthcare, three healthcare systems she had been to before she came to see me, were so used to have to justifying certain symptoms to get certain tests approved by insurance, they failed to recognize she was paying for her tests out of her pocket anyway, and they wanted to do a CT of her head. So they justified that by saying that woman had headaches. And so when I'm looking at her records from these three other institutions, and I said, okay, well, you tell me that your only complaint is nausea, but you didn't tell me about these headaches. She says, I didn't tell you about headaches. So I don't have headaches. And I said, well, you do realize these three other facilities that you went to all say that you're having problems with severe headaches. And she looked at her records and she said, I don't know why it would say that. I never told them once that I had a headache. Now, we're pushing everybody to an electronic health record because we said it deliver, you know, we're able to deliver better care because we have more accurate records. Yeah, no, I don't see where we have more accurate records. I see we have a tool for people to really up their reimbursement by just opening and clicking and not really doing the level exam that they say that they do.
Dr. Pennock, about 4 years ago, I fired my internist. And I remember watching him at the hospital facility doctor's office where he was with the patients lined up for, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour and a half waiting line. I won't mention his name. But I remember exactly what you're talking about. He said, yeah, we've got this new medical record system. And I thought he was going to hurt his finger with all the clicking that he was doing. And as you say that, I didn't see the screen. But he was checking off all the things that he was probably checking on me. And he spent more time clicking and flipping through pages than putting his hands on me, literally. I'm not exaggerating. And I remember, I literally sent him, a letter firing him, literally. But I remember when I was a child, my doctors over the years would test my reflexes of my arms, of my legs. They would look at the color of my eyelids. I mean, they'd look at the color of my skin. They would look in my ears. They would feel my glands. They'd use a stethoscope and listen to my lungs. And they would tap on my back, on my chest. They even had probably something from obsolete technology called a tongue depressor. I haven't seen a tongue depressor, I would say, in, 7 years, 8 years.
And you see, since what you described, from your childhood recollection, checking your reflexes in your arms and your legs, you know, checking your neck for lymph nodes,
yes,
putting a stethoscope to your chest, to your mm-hmm. belly, those, looking at the color of your eyes, looking in your ears, those are all elements of what I professionally consider a bare bones minimum exam that should be done on any new patient that comes to your office. Bare bones minimum. But what I hear people who come to see me say, they're not getting even those elements in their once-a-year big annual physical exam.
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying, Dr. Pennock.
It's tragic.
Is it the cost of the tongue depressors? Is it the time that it takes? Is it the fact that maybe they might want to wear a pair of gloves before they handled tongue depressor? I mean, what, they didn't used to wear gloves when the doctor would look down your throat. They didn't do that.
And I think less of
us were sick.
It's certainly not the cost of the tongue depressors. In fact, most of those, you know, now get donated to kids' centers to build, like, you know, with glue and build stick houses with or something. I don't know. It is the time. But, you know, I'm going to tell you that all of those elements of that bare bones minimum screening exam, I can get done in 5 minutes. Right? So it can't really, I would tell you that it's the excuse of time, but is it really the excuse of time?
No.
Well, if it takes you 5 to 10 minutes to do that, and they only give you 7.5 minutes on your schedule with the patient, then maybe it does come down to time. But it shouldn't come down to time.
Well, it didn't used to come down to time because the first few minutes of a doctor's visit in the 1950s and 1960s was exactly that. Okay, unbutton your shirt. Okay, let me raise your shirt. I'm going to listen to your heart, your lungs, cough, bend over, cough. Okay, I'm going to test your reflexes. Okay, open up. Say, ah, tongue depressor goes in. Very good. Let me look in your ears. Let me look in your eyes. Boom, boom, boom. 5 minutes, it's all done. And then only if something is found, then the appointment gets extended to describing the findings that the doctor had and what we're going to do about it to treat it. That's the way it used to be. Dr. Pennick and I will be right back right after a few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you've ever wanted one of our solar-powered backup generators but wanted to buy one at the absolute lowest price, you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun, and provide critical backup power when you need it most. Now, pay close attention, because every year we accumulate a handful of solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special area in our warehouse and then discount them heavily. We call them scratch and dent units, but truth is, they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty, and this year, special bonuses totaling over $2,000. Don't wait, they'll go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. Get incredible savings on plug and play solar generators at scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Dr. Pennick, I want to share this story with you. Our son was being treated by the same doctor that I fired, and the reason I fired him was the whole family fired this one particular doctor. And my son was being treated by him, and my son was gaining weight. Now, my son had the body mass index that I have, probably 21.6, something like that. And he was getting heavier and heavier, and he was almost twice his size in about a year of being treated by this one particular doctor. And I would say to him, hey, Vinny, what are you doing? What are you eating? I mean, you're getting huge. You're getting a gut. What are you doing? He go, nothing, Dad. I'm not doing anything. I said, come on. This is not normal. What are you doing? Said, I'm not doing anything. Well, we decided that I had met Dr. Shuley, and I asked Dr. Shuley if he would take a look and have an appointment with my son. And he spent a couple hours, maybe 2.5 hours with my son, initial visit. Dr. Shuley took my son off all the meds that this other doctor had him on, every single med, off every single one. And my son started losing weight immediately. And he put him on probiotics, and he put him on supplements, and it fixed him. So the point is, we might... Dr. Pennick, we might be going to our doctor and we might just love our current doctor who is piling on the meds one after another, and we can't figure out why we're doing so poorly. Does that make sense?
Oftentimes, just as your son experienced, medication certainly play a role for certain things, but oftentimes, they create other problems. So I guess I want to back up and ask one question. The symptoms that your son went in to see this doctor for, did they resolve on the medication?
Absolutely not. They became worse and worse and worse. As a matter of fact, my son he couldn't hold meals down. So the doctor put him on these... like Prilosec and other medications to treat acid reflux. And so he was put on those kinds of meds, and it made him worse and worse and worse. And, you know, if it doesn't work, well, you're not taking enough. You need to, you know, increase the dosage, that kind of thing. Well, ultimately, Dr. Shuley said, what's going on? We got to get you off all this stuff. And after Dr. Shuley got him off all of these meds, Our son's health began to dramatically improve, and the problems with the regurgitation stopped. But what happened was his immune system and his digestive system was damaged because of all these meds that he was on. He was not able to appropriately digest and assimilate the nutrition from his food.
Absolutely. You are correct. And it shortchanged his immune system. Absolutely. You are correct on all parts. Did you see on the national news, it was either yesterday morning, where, startling revelation, there's less reflux and less constipation in infants now by giving them low doses of probiotics every day instead of Prilosec, Prevacid, and Miralax. Can you believe that? Wow. That's amazing. We didn't know that until they came out on national news and told us that, right? Wrong. We, who know that pharmacologic agents do sometimes, not in your son's experience, but sometimes pharmacologic agents may suppress a symptom. That is true. They may suppress a symptom. But we also know they do not ever, ever, ever restore normal function. Treatment should always be aimed at restoration of normal function.
What you said, Dr. Penick, is absolutely startling. That these medical agents, these chemical treatments, suppress symptoms but don't restore normal function. I guess the exception of that would be using antibiotics. Is that right? When we come back, Dr. Julie Penick, PennickHealthcare.com. I'm Vincent Fanelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.